I'd like to do today a famous topic called Shlichus B'Mitzvahs. Meaning the following, we got through learning this whole sugya, we're not finished yet. The whole sugya of Shlichus. We say you can make a Shlich for Kedushin, you can make a Shlich for Gittin, you can make a Shlich for Truma, you can make a Shlich for Kedushin. Right? The question that the Rishonim and Achronim deal with, and we'll have to see if, you know, what the Nafkamina is, if there's a Nafkamina in this question. The first will be more a conceptual discussion, but then we'll get down to maybe a real Nafkamina. And that is one of it. When I took up, so obviously, you know, we do it ourselves, right? So we have to try to understand, why is it that Shlichus works, faith, by some things and doesn't work by others? So why is it that you can't have a Shlichus sit in the sukkah for you? You can have a shliach give a get. Giving a get also, the nosan biyada means the baal has to do it. And yet we have a chiddush that the shliach can do. So why can't the shliach do this for me? What were you saying?
When it comes to doing a mitzvah like sukkah or something, the whole mitzvah is actually in you doing the mitzvah itself, right? Get or something like that. The whole meaning of that is the get itself, the piece of the object has to come into that person's hand, and that's what makes the whole thing
No, so Gabriel says that sukkah has to be my body, but the get is the fact that it's in her hand. So therefore, it can work by get, but it can't be. So the bottom line, it isn't in her hand. It is in her hand. But by sukkah, I have to be in the sukkah. I point clear, I'm not in the sukkah. So my response to Gabriel is, it's true, the get has to end up in her hand, but what's the halacha? Does the halacha speak? He takes the Algamri character. In other words, say, she picks it up from the table. That's so good. So it's not enough that the get is in her hand. If the get is on the table and she says, and she picks it up, that's so good, she has to be handed it, stopped by the husband. Stopped by the husband, she has to be handed it. And not to be able to stop by the husband. So the chiddush is the shliach becomes like the husband. So if the shliach becomes like the husband, even though it's not enough that it ends up in her hand. It's not enough. You need the scene of the Baal. So if you need in the scene of the Baal, and then yet we say shliach is kimo habaal, and the scene of the shliach is like in the scene of the Baal, so then I ask you, not wrong, you don't say the same thing, I suffer. The Baal has to do the mind in the scene, and yet you say, before the shliach is it, his defeat works for the Baal, so why can't his yeshiva and the sukkah work for the shalek? Nurse?
Did you say the whole sleep of playing the battery and you get sleeping? And you go down? And then you go out? But if you say that, then you do it.
You're saying Shlichus is only when there's a Beferish Apostle? But the Gemara the Gemara says not like that. Because the Gemara says, really, you don't need all the Pesukim. You could have learned that.
No, whatever you want to do.
No, but the Gemara says once you have two functions, you can learn out everything from there. In other words, the rule, Shlupa Shalom Kamosa, really should apply across the board. That's what we're asking, why doesn't it apply to Mitzvahs? Should it apply to Mitzvahs as well? Ephraim?
Maybe Shlupa is only when the Mitzvah artist is affecting somebody else. You don't need to be dead and affect the woman, and you don't need to stop her, push that, and go and affect the money. But like Sukkah, the Zalas can sit in the Sukkah or not, it's not affecting anybody else, it's only affecting ourselves. They must go into the system. And we can't go all the time to Shriya and go into the Sukkah class because it's not going to affect anybody else but ourselves. When we give a get that affects the woman, and we go and stop that affects it, it affects other people.
You're saying,
let's
think for a second, this is what he's saying. Ephraim is saying that maybe shlichus is only when it affects somebody else. Why should that be so? Truma, somebody asked me. Well, truma, you can say it also affects somebody else because now it becomes mutter to eat for everybody. What?
Yeah, what about Korban Pesach? Yeah, but say if you hold Shochin as a Pesach ala Yachid, right? So you're telling me, so this Teres would only work if you hold Shochin as a Pesach ala Yachid. But if you hold Shochin as a Pesach ala Yachid, then this Teres goes down the drain. But you forget Korban Pesach. A regular Korban. Is shlichus something that's not korban pesach? Say you're all korban shlomim, korban chatas. So you don't necessarily shechta yourself.
Korban
I'm saying so from korbanus lachor is a kasha on Ephraim because korbanus a korban yachid is only for me. It doesn't affect anyone else, and yet we say shlichus. So how are we magdir it? Yeah. Loud.
Well, what the shlichus is just as a way for it to be done, and he could have the shlichus isn't being regarded as a woman, but through his shlichus, the woman will be regarded.
Right.
As opposed to the sukkah, he himself has to sit in the sukkah. So when it's resulting from the shlichus action, then it's a good shlichus, but if the thing is totally on the person himself,
So why is getting good?
Because he himself isn't being.
He has to give the get, and here he's not giving the get. Yeah. That's why I asked Gabriel. It was just like you say, you have to sit in the sukkah yourself. So the pasuk says, "V'nasan biyada." The pasuk says you have to give the get. The Baal has to give the get. So why does it work by the pasuk says sukkah teshvu and the pasuk says v'nasan biyada? Both say that the person has to do it himself, and yet by v'nasan biyada we say shlichus is good, and by sukkah we don't say it's good. Yet there's halachas of who gives the get.
That's
you're on the right track. You're saying something. Okay? We're going to get back to what you said. I mean, so let's go through some of the famous things on this topic. I mean, the Tosfos Rid, if anyone doesn't know the Tosfos Rid and Shlichus B'Mitzvahs, I don't know. I think you should question whether, you know, his yichus or something. Okay, like, if you don't know the Tosfos Rid on the... Okay? You know, don't even say it. Okay. Let's see if the Tosfos... Actually, this piece of the Tosfos Rid is really ready on the later Gemara. But when you still give shlichus l'dvar veira, yesh machshav. Im kein l'chol dvar mitzvah yoel hashliach. V'yomer adam l'chaveiro shev v'sukah barvuri hanach tefillin barvuri. Since it's the din of shlichus, the Tosfos Rid asks the kasha. So you should always say. It should always work. You should be able to tell your friend, shave basukah bavuri, hanach tefillin bavuri. So the Tosfos Rid answers, v'lav milsehi. It's not true, obviously. Shamitzah sheichivu mokom lasos begufo, hech yiftar hu al yidei shlucho. If it's a mitzvah that you have to do with your own body, how can you have a shliach? Ah, so you'll tell me. So that's what all you guys were saying that. If you have to do it with your own body, how are you going to be a shliach? So I said back to you, but by get it also says v'nosan b'yada, which is the Baal. Well, so he says like this. Hechi poter hu al yidei shlucho v'lo yase klum. Now, what about gerushin and kedushin? Bevadei b'gerushin and kedushin mahani ki hu ha-megarish v'lo ha-shliach. Shemo... Shema kosa beget ana ploni putaris plonis and I'm each of me he miskadeshus ki imlo he ishto. But he say like this: all these mitzvahs are mitzvahs begufo. So the mitzvah begufo means that you have to be involved. So if I send a shliach to sit in the sukkah,
Saw the close. So the mail, and that's what Shlichus could work.
only work when the Mishaleach is involved.
What about Truma? Gimlov, he ishtam, chemit Truma. Because his, by Truma, you send the shliach to take Truma from your produce. It's your produce that now is fit to eat. So something changed in your property. Chemit Truma, who knows that Truma perosim, chem Pesach. It becomes a Pesach that you can eat now. Hu ochlo v'al shmo yishachet. It's your korban Pesach. You're the ones who's now going to be able to eat it as a result that he shechted it. Avo b'sukkah chenam yochel lomer l'shluchos ha'tzei l'sukkah v'u yosheba. Av yosheba chaver elokim hu klom. Ha'lul b'sitzim chol mitzvahs. But if you send someone to sit in the sukkah, you didn't do the physical act, and nothing's chal back on you. So Mimela, that's why Shlichus doesn't work. It only works in a situation where there's something that's going to be affected in you. Either because you now become married, or you become divorced, or your fruit now is fit to eat, or this becomes a korban for you. That is the famous... In other words, you can't have Shlichus where after the shlichus, nothing happened to you, physically or metaphysically. In other words, shlichus could only work if you're the person who's sending the shliach is going to have an involvement of what happened in the shlichus, either physically or metaphysically. Physically, like in the case of Truman, now he can eat it, or metaphysically, now he is the husband, or he's not the husband. So something metaphysical changed. There's the Kedushin there.
So why can't we say that something is called when he sends someone to Sukkah? He's no longer Chai in Sukkah, or he's now Chai, he has a human Lulav or Sukkah.
Oh, excellent question. In other words, so apparently mitzvah points is not considered something Chal. That's mitzvah points, that's in Shemayim. But marriage, it's chal here. Mitzvah points is something that's not a chalos. Mitzvah points, chalos is I'm married, the person's married, he's not married, he's this is his korban pesach, something in this world that's chal. When you do a mitzvah, nothing's chal. When you shake lulav, nothing's chal. You don't make a chalos. When you marry a woman, there's a chalos being made. When you shake lulav, no chalos, you do a mitzvah. Beautiful. You'll get points. Mitzvah points. Look, Rabbi Yisrael, you like it? This is so. Anyone, you don't know this Tosfos, you got to read it through line by line. But this is like the world famous Tosfos Rid, like the whole world. Anyone you meet is talking about this Tosfos Rid. Okay. Now, the Ktsos. Whatever you say over this Tosfos Rid, you always have to say it over with the Ktsos. And you should know, people make a mistake. They think the Ktsos is saying the same thing as the Tosfos Rid. But if you ever meet anyone who says that the Ktsos is saying the same thing as the Tosfos Rid, just take care of them. Okay. Now, the Ktsos has an unbelievable kasha on the Tosfos Rid. An unbelievable kasha on the Tosfos Rid. But you hear it? You saw the Tosfos Rid inside? You saw it? It's Tosfos kasha. But it's really not fair to do the kasha. I really didn't get to that Gemara. But I'll tell you the Gemara. And then you get to it, and then you'll even later, when you see the Gemara later, you'll appreciate the kasha even more. But hopefully you'll appreciate it that also. There is a concept in halacha, which we will get to it after we give it. Ein shlichus v'varvei.
turn on the light of the Shabbos. So I didn't turn it on, you turned it on. So do I ask, how come each lit was vibrating?
So what's the famous statement of the Gemara? Divrei Harav, the Divrei HaTalmud, the Divrei Mishom. Means I told Reuven to turn on the light.
So but God says to Reuven, don't turn on the light. So he shouldn't have listened to me, meaning I never thought he was going to listen to me. So, joshing around. I never expected him to listen to me, so therefore that's not called a good meaner shlichus. Meaner shlichus is when you're serious, but here I never expected that he should listen to me, because that's why some yeshivas hold that if the shlich didn't know that this is aser, maybe he would say yes shlich from Mark, because it's only an aver and anything is good. Okay, we'll get to that topic when we. But that's the concept. Ain't Schmidt was Varvin. Ain't Schmidt was Varvin. Was why? Divrei Harav, the Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishom. Okay? That's the Gemara. Now let me ask you a question. According to the Talmud, why is it Ain't Schmidt was Varvin? Doesn't change. So the Tosfos asks, so if the Tosfos read is right, so why does the Gemara have to give the reason of the Rav, the Rav, the Talmud, the Rav Shomim? The Gemara should have just said, the reason why you sleep with our Rav is because the Tosfos sleeps over here with something Chal on the Shalek. And Aveira just like disappoints those characters being taken from something Chal. So Aveira, points also them. So is that called something that's so that is, yeah, I'm totally dumbfounded by this passion. Right, in other words, Tosafot said a beautiful yisod, the difference between Gerushin and Kedushin on one hand and Sukkah on the other hand. Because Gerushin, you can make a shliach. So if you never make a shliach, and you're totally out of the picture. By gerushin, even though the man didn't give the get, someone else gave it, but it's chalav. Even though he didn't give the ring, but it's going to be chalav back unto him. So therefore, they're shliachs. So by sukkah, if I send someone to sit in the sukkah, that means I did nothing. I didn't sit, and nothing's chalav. So therefore, there's no parchment shlichus. My true one, at least, my food changed that. Now my food is Roy Lucky. So says Akasha, we'll see the Sosa side. The Gemara says, with Maravera, because I didn't expect that he's going to listen, because he should have listened to the Rebbe, he should have listened to God. I didn't expect him to listen to me. So even if he does the Avera, he does listen to me, that's on his own volition. He never said he was doing it on my behalf. A Shliach means you're doing something on my behalf. But if he's doing an Avera, it can't be on my behalf, because he should have been listening to God, not to me. So if he did it, that was his own thing. Not on my behalf. That's what the Zoshi means. So the Tosis. So the Tosafot asked the Kasha of the Tosafot Rid. But what do you have to come on then? What did he just say? The reason why he should listen to the Dvar Avera is because will nothing be chal back onto the Mishaleach. Look at Tzar, in the Tosafot.
Rabotai, this is the world famous Tosafot Rid and the world famous Tosafot.
You don't know the Tosafot Rid, Tosafot. If you go to the streets of Yerushalayim, it's a I can put an error in, I should have. Now, the Shlichus is Varadera, you allow the Goli Korah, the Shlichus is Varadera, where you learn how from a Pasuk or from a Sephara, how will they do Shlichus? It has been done with the Gemara to learn that also from Sukkot, that ain't Shlichus is Varadera. And from the Sephara. But it's possible that if you didn't have a reason, a Pasuk or a Sephara, that ain't Shlichus is Varadera, it would have been. Abba Gav, the Eilim Shaleah, Osa Kum. Shammai Hazaki is really no such thing. Shammai Hazaki disagrees, and he holds the Eishlit Barbeir. This is the opinion of Shammai. I mean, Shammai holds, if you send somebody to Laveri, you're Chayav. The question is, maybe he's Chayav too, but you're also Chayav. Shammai Hazaki holds the Eishlit Barbeir. So therefore, if somebody sends, Reuben sent Shimon to kill Levi, Reuben's also Chayav, not only Shimon. So he talks a whole, we don't hold like that, because we hold Eishlif with Varadera. Shaman holds Yeshlif with Varadera. But, okay, so according to Shaman, it doesn't make sense. Oh, we don't follow Shaman. But even us, we don't follow Shaman. That's only because there's a special, there's a custom or a svara that Eishlif with Varadera. But Rav Ashkenaz, who lay the custom, who lay the svara, we say Yeshlif with Varadera. But according to Tosha's written logic,
is it a mirror? Could that be a mirror as well? Is it one of the people who's like
Also, when we get to that sugya, you're going to see, we'll talk about that.
Why is it so automatically assumed that just because the din of halos, that works by mitzvahs, automatically do the same thing by a din?
Because the klal is, you need something to be klal. That's why he explains. So therefore, you think, you only have shlichus if something, if the shaleich can't be totally out of the picture. Shlichus is only in this chadish when after the shlichus is done, it's going to affect the mishaleich. So therefore, by sukkah, it doesn't affect the mishaleich. Ah, you'll tell me, he gets mitzvah points. Obviously, that's not called being affected. But what says mishaleich gets mitzvah points? If that would be true, so then in a chanami. Then you should be able to. And we'll say the effect is that now the shalech gets mitzvah points. But you see, the mitzvah points don't count. So if the mitzvah points counted in the Tosfos Rid's definition, then that would answer the question from the Avera, right? But then there would be shlichus by mitzvah too. But the Tosfos Perot Kasha is that really, you see from the Gemara that shlichus by Avera works. It's just a pulpit that tells you that it's done. Unless you say that the pshat is, once we have the pasuk, now we know that that's the rule. In other words, the pasuk is teaching us this rule. Maybe that's good for what the pasuk is telling us. In other words, if you're not assuming the svar of Divrei Rav, you assume the ikar is the pasuk. Maybe good for that's what the pasuk is telling us. The reason why there's no shlichus, not so much as goes to Tana Veira, that the flesh like shlichus was not going to affect the Shalech. Maybe that's good for what the Pasuk is telling him. Maybe that will be the answer to the Tosfos discussion. We'll see, the Tosfos now is going to go on and give his own definition now. He's going to reject the Tosfos written and give his own definition of when to say shlichus and when not to say shlichus. But maybe to answer it, in other words, you're saying it had not been the pasuk, so it should have. So it shows that maybe the idea, the Tosfos Rid's definition is once we do have the pasuk, and it doesn't work with averus, so then who I did it doesn't work by mitzvahs either. But it's mashma from the Gemara that it should have worked really, and it just doesn't because of the special gzeiros hakasuv. You could say that gzeiros hakasuv is telling you, the chiddush of the gzeiros hakasuv is telling you the definition of the Tosfos Rid. Benji?
I don't understand what you mean when you say there's no thing in the Avera. The point is that if you steal something, you're hiding it. Remember, Mr. Shalef is hiding capable. So that he is hiding something. But they did that.
No, but the din of shlichus of avera is even by an avera that doesn't have monetary. I say to go worship avodah zarah. So is it chal as if I worship avodah zarah? But it's even something that is not a question of owing someone money. Go smoke on Shabbos. Go turn the light. You understand? So there. There's nothing, there's no chiyuvim in terms of mominus or things like that. And the klal of Eishlich Levar Ver applies there also. Yeah.
When I asked Rebbe before about the mitzvah points, Rebbe said that there's no difference in this world, and it's no good, right? Then
right.
It's not a change. So why can't we say the same thing for Avera? That we need this pasuk to prove for averos that have a difference in this world, like
right. But the pasuk say the Gemara calls a pasuk by shchut echutz. You shech the korban outside the right. So there, there's
a physical difference as opposed to other averos that don't have physical difference.
Yeah, but the case that the Gemara was talking about is an even avera that doesn't have a difference really. It's only a question of
you're being mavaz or something.
Right, but the question is, so what changed in me? in the Mishalei.
No, so I'm saying maybe it's not Dinah. I'm switching the Tosfos to Riddle. I'm saying maybe.
Okay, so you're switching the Tosfos to Riddle and you're giving a. Oh. So comes the Tosfos and he has a new answer to the question. But Niron, he has Daiti, second arrow. Is that came in the Shliach Shal Adam Kimoso, Lomrinan Ella Bemidi da Asiya. Das Havalei Maisa Shluchu Kimoso. Amidi the Lake Asiya Lomrinan Shliach Shal Adam Kimoso. His big yisod is, you only say Shlichos Adam Maisa. Okay? So, skip a little. The last word on the line is Bepesach. Mishum hachi bePesach veKiddushin veGerushin, all these things, shachting the korban Pesach, giving a get, giving Kiddushin, all these things, you need a Maisa. You need a Maisa Kiddushin, a Maisa Gerushin. So the Chiddush of Shlichus is that the Maisa of the Shliach is considered as if the Mashalayach did the Maisa. Havalei Maisa Shliach Kimoso Kilu Asma Shachar Pesach. וכן בקידושין וגרשין, כאילו הבעל עצמו נוסע לקידושין וגרשין. וכן למען דאמר ישליח לדבר ורד ובמידי דמייסה ושייך מין השליחס. Also the question is, so why don't you say the same thing by tefillin? Right? So says the Ksos, אבל בתפילין, כשהשליח מניח התפילין, הנוח הזו, שישיה, כשוב כאילו המשלח עשו הנוח הזו אבל הקטי לא הניח התפיל על ראשו על ראש שלוחו אין גוף השליח גוף המשלח כי אין בידווה לא שלח מיני שליחס שליחס can only be in a maisa. So if I appoint a שליח to but tefillin is not enough an action. It has to be an action on my body. So granted, your action is like my action, but your body has to become my body, because my body is my body. There's no action. It's not my body because it's an action. My body and your body, your body. Okay. Good to see that inside. Aval betfillin, first word on the line is v'shayach. Aval betfillin, k'shashliach miniach atfillin, hanocha zo shehi asiyah chashuk ilam mshalayach asa hanocha zo. Aval akati lo hiniach tfillin al rosh shal, el al rosh shluchal. Dein guf ha-shliach, guf ha-mshalayach, kem the midi the mail, al shayach mini shlichus. M'shabhachi betzitzis atfillin sukkah, nehi dehavalei asiyah hash. Shliach Asiyas HaMashalech came into Guf Shlucho Lo Havik Gufo Lo Asa Maisa B'Gufo Guf Shlucho Kesev Kiddushin Gevishin Shchitas HaFesel Maisa Kiddushin Gevishin Havalei Kilo Asahu Hari Nigmar HaMaisa. And that's it. So the answer that, see, the Tosis Rizzi showed is that Shlichas you only say when the Mashalech is being affected somehow, but if he's not being affected, there's no shlichus. So the Ksos didn't like that, because you see that really there should be shlichus l'dvar avera lulei the pasuk. But according to you, there shouldn't even be, you shouldn't even need a pasuk, unless you say that's what the goof of the pasuk taught me. maybe. The Ksav says the word is, my action is your action. But if there's something more to be done than just the action, like tefillin, it's not enough the action of, has to be, I have to put tefillin on my body. So there's two things required. The action of putting the tefillin on and on my body. So the action is transferable, but the body is not transferable. So memela, that's why it's no good. But by get, so real by kiddushin, the husband really has to do the action. But he doesn't have, it's not shot that he has to do something on his body. He just has to do the action of giving the get, the nothing. He doesn't have to do an action to his body. He just has to do an action. So then shlichus works. By sukkah, by tefillin, you have to do an action to your body. So the action could be transferable, but the body thing can't be. But so whenever there are two requirements, an action to your body or an action with your body, so then shlichus could work. Well, then shlichus can't work because it'll only work on the action, but it won't work on the body. But if all you need is the action, like by getting, all you have to do is a maisa of giving it. By kiddushin, a maisa. It doesn't have to be to your body. It's just a maisa. Nothing to do with you. Even though it has to do a maisa with your body, but the maisa that you were supposed to do, it could be done by someone else. But there's no din. The kiddushin is nothing that you do to your body. Like tefillin, you put it on your body. Sukkah, you have to have your body. So memela, that's why you can't. So inochanami, shlichus works by tefillin. It's my action, but it's as if. So if you put on the tefillin, it's as if I put on the tefillin. But it's like I put on the tefillin and you, because your body never became my body. Ben. Tell me. I want to know which mitzvah. Staka has nothing to do with shlichus. Staka is maisa kof ba'alma, as her Graver just said. David.
So he's doing the action for me. So is not my body though. I don't need my body for two. I don't need my body for learning.
Learning, it has to be your head. That's the whole point of learning, that it goes in your head. I don't know. Most mitzvahs like makir. So I have to put up a fence, so you can put up a fence. It's an action. So I'm supposed to do the action. You can do the action on my stead. But it doesn't have to be to my body. So then you can say it. What? If the only issue is action, that's what we're saying. Whenever the issue, the requirement is just to do an action, so the shliach's action is like my action. But if it's something more than that, it has to be an action not to my body, then already that's not just an action. It's an action to my body, and bodies aren't transferable because there's no action to a body. So then,
So now we have many more mitzvahs that we can do with the
Darabs. Like what?
Like Rabbi Shmuel Dan, making the fence.
Yeah, in the Chalami.
I think so. I mean, that he's opening up the.
Okay.
Why would learning be not good?
That's not an Ishlichus. That Yisachar Zvulun just means that this guy's learning, and you get this Chuyos also because you helped his learning. But it's not Pshat that he learned, so it's as if you learned. Maybe on a certain Chus level, but it's not like. What do you think? So these are two fundamental explanations, Rabosai, of the Tosis Rid and the Ktos. two fundamental explanations, when to say shlichus and when not to. Yeah. The question is there any nafkamina between Tosus Rid and the Ktos? Right here, yeah.
I mean, it's happening, you know when a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Meister,
because, like, how you know when it says that together
doesn't mean your body
has to do with the giving.
And if
it's
Meister,
it can't be done too. Because Vinosa is a verb.
Yeah. The other
is
five
parts. That's her body part. Right? So the Torah always has a verb. But by tefillin, it has two things. Uksharatam lo'os al yodecha. So it's the verb and it's your body. So it's two things. It's the kshira and it's your guf. The Torah never speaks about your guf by get. The Torah only speaks about your action. Of course, you do your action with your body, but you see that it's not important your body by the get because it only speaks about the action. It could be if the pasuk would have said nosan miyado liyada, maybe there would be. So that's the Ksosa thing. Whenever the Torah only speaks about the action, actions are transferable. But if the Torah says an action and plus your body, so then your body is not transferable, only actions.
How about
Kiddush? No, what's it in by Kiddush? What?
According to the Ksosa, it would be good.
What, a Shliach?
The
kiddush you have to do with your body. I mean, kiddush is not a mitzvah in the Torah like that. So. Right. Right. So that's your body's doing that. So when you, it's not shlichus. Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we're going to have a shiur how shofar works. Is shofar shlichus? Is it shomekon? How does that work? Shofar. And how this fits. That's why I thought it was a good progression from this shiur and tie it into Rosh Hashanah on the Sunday shiur. So please come, those that are still in the United States. Right? If you're still in the United States? Sure, we'll be in the United States. Yeah.
So then putting on film Lubavitch style where you go to the Lulubav guy and they put on film for you, that's good because they're your shaliach via action. So then
it's on your body. But they're doing it on your body.
It's on your body.
So it's good. So the action, they're shaliach. So it's but it's on your body. So it's good because if they would do it on their body, they would say, "Stay home. I'll just put on another time for you." That doesn't work. Okay, now ready? What would you say the following question, case? Is there shlichus for the mitzvah of bris milah? What? Vayom Hashmini Himol Basar Alosim. What? Can't hear you. Does the father have to do the mila himself, or can he appoint the shliach? The mohel is the shliach. Or do you have to do it yourself? Is it like tefillin, or is it like kiddush?
Right. That's not affecting the school. But
what's
the room to say,
you're right, and Rabbi Konigsberg said like that as well, that l'chora, the bris mila case, could be a perfect nakamina between the Tosis Rid and the Tos. Because according to the Tosis Rid, the only time you can have a shliach is if you're being affected. There's a chalos in you. He has no chalos in you. There's no change of status to you. Again, on a mitzvah level, yeah, but mitzvah level is not good. So it shouldn't work. And therefore, you have to do it yourself. And if you can't do it yourself, so then you'll get someone else, but then the shot will be that he did the mitzvah, not you. But according to the Tzavos, that it's a din alad, maisa, so here the chorus of maisa, it's not a din begufo, it's just a chi of maisa, a chi of cutting. Chiyuv of cutting the oil off. So Mimela, he would say, eventually, yes. Very good. Right? That's what Yossi said. Korah. We should be tolerant on this, these two things. Now, wait, Benji?
Well, can you say,
there's
no one knowledge for Mishalayah either, because the Mishalayah would work also.
If what?
There's no one knowledge for Mishalayah. The father himself
is
not getting
any.
What's changing for the
father? Right, exactly. So that's what he said. So since nothing's changing, the point of the house is rid, he can't have a shliach. So either the father has to do it himself, or if somebody else does it, the tribe didn't say it, it still has to be done, but it won't be just that the father is getting the mix.
Maybe ultimately it's like Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus, and the kid is the is the Mishalayach. Not bad.
And then it's not Nakamina anymore.
Right, and then it would come out that even the Tosafot would agree. Interesting. See, Yossi wanted to say maybe we should view the kid as the Mishalayach. And then if we view the kid as the Mishalayach, because the father's only doing it on behalf of the kid. So maybe the shot is that it's the kid is. I like what you're saying. Well, the Gemara doesn't really say that. But I like that. That's not bad. Very good. But Yossi's saying, in other words, what Yossi said originally I liked, and now he's saying maybe even better. Originally he thought maybe it's totally the machlokas, now he's saying maybe l'kulei alma it should be good. Right? Very good. Excellent. Very, very good. Oh. So this issue, Rabosai, whether you can have shlichus for mila. So let's take a look. What's the din? So first, let's take a look, Rabosai. On page 9 in the Or Zeruah. Says the Or Zeruah, Heicha she'av yodei l'mul osur lo l'haniach l'acher sheyomu l'fanav. He says, if the father knows how to do the bris, he himself knows how to do mila, he's not allowed to give it to someone else. Ve'gam acher in rosh l'mul l'fanav b'lom rishusu. And someone else can't do it without the father's permission. But if the father's a moel, he's not allowed to give it to someone else. Now, what's why? What's the reason of the Or Zeruah? How would you explain the Or Zeruah? Mitzvah bo yosef u'shlucho. But in other words, is there any raya from the Or Zeruah that shlichus doesn't work? Would shlichus work according to the Or Zeruah? Yeah, it would. It's just what? It's not mitzvah bo yosef u'shlucho. Oh, so now, Rabosa, I'm going to show you the world famous Rush. Rabbi Yeruchim Rush. Okay. You ready for the world famous Rush? But to understand the Rush, you have to see the world famous Gemara in Chulin on page Zayin Amud Aleph on page what?
What page?
Page 10. Okay, what is this din? There is a din of Kisui Hadam, which means if somebody shechted a chaya or an oaf, not a behema, a chaya or an oaf, there's a chiyuv to cover up the blood ba'afar. Okay? Now, who covers it up? So if you see blood that somebody didn't cover up, so you can cover, anyone could cover it up. But the halacha is that the person who shechs, he gets the first crack at doing the mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. The person who shechs gets the first crack at the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Tana Rabbanan, v'shachav, v'shafach, v'kisa. Misha shafach ichase. Words. Yeah, the person who was shafach, who shechted, he's the one who should cover up the blood. So then, it means it's his mitzvah. There was, even though technically anyone who covers up the blood, the mitzvah will be fulfilled, but he's the one who's given the first crack at the mitzvah. Because as the pasuk says, v'shafach v'kisa, the one who spilt the blood, the one who shechted, gets the first crack at doing the kisui. So then the Gemara says like this. First word on the line is v'shafach. You see, first word on the line is she-shofach. Masa be'echot she-shochat. So there was a case that somebody shechted an oaf or a chaya. V'kodam chaveiro v'kisa. And somebody preempted him. And he covered the blood before the shochet. He stole his mitzvah. Right? We discussed this last year, right? Right? Where did we discuss it? Right, and also I think in a Pesach shir we had, but the Mechas Chinuch, if somebody burns the chametz instead of you. So the halacha is, if somebody steals a mitzvah from you, chiva Rav Gamliel lite lo asar zehuvim. So the halacha is, somebody steals a mitzvah, there's a fine of asar zehuvim. If it's your mitzvah, if you were supposed to do a mitzvah and somebody takes it away from you, so here the person who shechted it, it's really his mitzvah. So somebody takes it away, he has to pay asar zehuvim. Okay. Good. That's the din of asar zehuvim. Okay. If you ever steal a mitzvah, you have to pay asar zehuvim. That's a whole sugya. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Say the father is a mile, and he wants to mile his son. And somebody went ahead and chapped the baby and did the mile himself. So what's the halacha? What should be the halacha? No? He's chayav asar zehuvim. Just like in this case. But let me ask you a question. Listen to this case. Say the father doesn't know how to do mila. So he says, I'm going to call up Moel A, Reuven, to do the bris. So Reuven was appointed to do the bris. And all of a sudden comes the day of the bris. Shimon runs up. He sees the baby, runs up and he does a quick cut, and he preempted Reuven. So what's the halacha here? What? Shouldn't pay? What? Benjamin? It's a step removed. Right, so that's the question. Kirsch? So he should pay what? Who should he pay? Because Reuven was the father of Shliach, Shimon is not. So he's saying he stole the mitzvah. So he should pay the father, yes?
He should pay the mile because he stole the mitzvah. The mile was using the action.
He should pay the mile. So Kirsch says pay the father. Yas says pay the moel. And
I did always, I think we said it last year, right? That we said, like, it couldn't be that you're not only paying back for the scar. Because what, you're going to put 10 behoovens right now, does that work for the scar? And we know anyway that if you wanted to do the mitzvah, you weren't able to do the mitzvah, but then it's like you would get the scar. So you're not paying for the scar, you have to be paying for something else, right?
So you're paying back to the mindset that you can send up. So here the father wasn't getting the money, he was doing the mindset anyway. So you should pay the person who's doing the mindset. So you're saying pay the mile.
Yeah.
And Kirsch says pay the father. Any other suggestions? Eliezer, what were you saying? Don't pay anything. Why? No. But he appointed a shliach. So for the...
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Eliyahu?
They say that, once the father is already doing this themselves, so that the mitzvah is for him to do it, but for the mitzvah to get done.
Right.
So they should get the first time kid. So once, at that point, whether it's Shliach or someone else who does it, the mitzvah is to get done. So, no one gets paid.
No one gets paid. Because you're saying once the father's not doing it himself, is that what you're saying? What are you saying? If the father would be doing it, what would you say if the father's planning to do it himself? And then someone took it away. Yeah? You wouldn't say also over there, maybe not, because it's... Maybe your svar should apply even when the father was planning to do it. Right, so but I same question I asked Eliezer, but don't you see? So you point to the shliach. So if shluch of shalom gemoso, isn't that like he did it himself? And therefore, if you take it away, you should pay us a sar zuvim.
But that's not like he pointed to shliach, but. The main point, once he doesn't know how to do it, is that it should get done by someone. Like, whether it's this guy, it's the main point, it should, anyone else to do it. Whether it's him or him, it doesn't matter, it has to get done.
Right.
Like, if he knows how to do it, so he has that two kids for himself. If he doesn't, then anyone else can do it. As long as it gets done.
But if he's planning to do it himself? So then you think there is a sarzum. But I understand, but say, if he's not doing it himself, but he's still appointing a shliach, so why don't you say the same thing as if he's doing it himself?
No, Why did you say it's a shliach?
Why don't you say that he can't do it himself? He still gets the mitzvah because he appointed a shliach. Not just the mitzvah's for it to get done. It's still a mitzvah for him to do. He doesn't know how to do it, so appoint the shliach who does know how to do it. Maybe. Okay. Yossi?
Is the shliach appointing him? Yeah. Doing the action itself, or is it just fulfilling the chiyuv? The shliach, the way I look at it, is not that the father is not as if the father's hand cutting the baby. It's just that through the shliach, the father gets the chiyuv.
So therefore, if somebody steals it from the shliach, then what should be the din? So therefore, should there be a sar zehuvim?
No. Because it's not the shliach's mitzvah. You're not stealing anything from the shliach. And you're not stealing anything from the father.
Why aren't you stealing from the father?
Because once he doesn't know how to do it, he's not doing it in action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Benjamin? Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm about to say, let's see the famous Rush. So it's a Ruah, it's a Ruah. Let's see the famous Rosh. Look on the fourth line. The last word on the line is Omar, Sha'omar. Ma'isei ve'echad Sha'omar l'moyel echad she'yomul as b'no. He told them all to malasin, so the kadam acher molo, and somebody preempted him. The tava harishon Sha'omar l'ha'av l'mulo m'nasheni asar z'rubin. So the first moyel, who was supposed to be the moyel, said that the second guy who preempted him should pay him asar zehuvim. Upatra Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam exempted him. He says there's no chiyuv of asar zehuvim. So the whole discussion is here that the first moyel wanted to get the asar zehuvim. And Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to pay anything. So in the second arrow, the Rosh explains what's the svar of Rabbeinu Tam. The Apal Pisha Amar Ha'av L'Moyel Echad L'Mul As B'No Lo Zocha Ba'Osa Mitzvah L'Chayim Acher Im Kodam V'Asa. Apple Pisha Mahav Lamoil Echo the Mulas Beno Lo Zocha but also a mitzvah Chayev Acher in Kodav Asa. For Daniel Kisa the Amr Torah Shach Vichasa Mish Shach Vichasa. So how do you explain the second arrow, that line? Because Rabbeinu Tam says no, there was the whole discussion was there was, as we'll see, that people point out, no one here says that you have to give the father. Only if the father himself was going to do it, then you have to give the father. But here the father wasn't going to do it anyway. The whole discussion here is that the first mile, the mole was supposed to the mole, said the second guy should pay him, and then they were in the top asking, and they don't. But he doesn't have to pay. So no, I mean, no one is.
The
question is, the first mile A, who's supposed to be the mile, is asking mile B that he should pay, and Rabbeinu Tam
Delegate
shliach. I mean, but what does the Rosh say? The case was ma'aseh ve'echad she'amar le'moyel echad she'yomul b'no. Father told a certain moyel. He called up. He said, "Please come and mile my son."
And the father
doesn't say. Probably not, but it doesn't say. From Nikki. Saying if the father did it, okay, if someone takes it away from the father, Shalia, from the father, he's a sarzu. Once the father gave it up, then it's equal. Now let me ask you a question. Is there any proof from this rush that there's shlichus b'milo or not shlichus b'milo, or no proof either way? Yeah. Oh, so the Kirsch is mechavi to the Shach, as he always does. The Kirsch says that from this rush, you see there's no Shlichus Famila. Because if there would be Shlichus Famila, so then when he appointed the first guy, so that's going to be as if the father's going to do it. And yet, somebody took it away from that guy. So there should be a Chiv of Asar Zehubim. But by the fact that we say there's no Chiv only when you're going to do it yourself, but if you once you gave it up to a Shliach, what's the pshat? Because when a Shliach does it anyway, he's not a Shliach. He's not being, he's doing it, pshat is, but he can't be a Shliach, because there's no such thing as Shliach as by Mila. So Mimela, when somebody takes it from him, they're not taking it from somebody who's really a Shliach. He's not taking it from the father. Well, you have to take it away from the father. But if you're a shliach, l'chor, you're also taking it away from the... if you take it away from the father, shliach, isn't that also taking it away from the father? So why didn't you have to pay? So it must be that there's no shlichus. That's the shach. Take a look at the shach. Kirsch is mechavin to the shach. Shach is the goro. Page 13. Umidivrei haRasha Evesi Muchach Demishu Moel Eina Rasha Elitein Es Beno LaAchel Amulo. He says, from the Rosh you see that if you know how to be a Moel, you can't give it to somebody else. Not just because of the din of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Yishlucho, but because if you do it yourself, you're going to do the Mitzvah. But if you get a Shliach, if there's no shlichus from Mila, then you're foregoing the mitzvah. So therefore you can't. So he says, from this rush, you see that you have to do it yourself. You see that rush, you make muha. The mitzvah moya, the rush, you make it as no lacher, the mumbo, kai, the mato, the mumbo. You say that, you should have to do it. They must be there. This is the famous shach. The shach wants to prove from the rush that there's no shlichus for Mila. Because if there would be shlichus for Mila, so then there should be a Sar Zehubim even in the case where he points a shliach and the shliach creates. So the question is the shach a good raya or not? Do you like this proof from the shach? Shach is proving from the rush that there's, for the fact that Rabbi Natan said there's no Asar Zehubim in the case of Mesh, he said he's trying to boil A. He says it must be that there's no Shlichus. If you do Shlichus, so then when you take it away from all A, it's like taking it away from the bottom.
The case was a case of Shlichus. Like we said, here Shlichus it works. Now
he's saying
he doesn't pay for
something
for another reason.
But
like the case was like
a gift to their system. Right. Oh, so why did you pay then?
That's something else.
What's the else?
My
set.
I'm not sure.
I
can't do that.
Oh. Right, so you just have, I just want you to hear, tell me what the else.
Because you're still in my set, or if they have to do it yourself.
But if you take it away from the father who was planning to do it, then it's a sort of
once you know if it's going to be a bunch of money. And when it's a missus, it won't be right away. So if it gets before the first shift, then that's...
first
shiloh
from, then.
Explain?
If he gets it before the first shiloh, then he's the first.
Well, but why did you say that the first shliach was the father shliach? The other guy's not the father shliach.
Everybody's the father shliach. Just because the father appointed him doesn't mean that everyone else is. Because it's a mitzvah just to do the person on the
front. Well, maybe one could say if he's
isn't
there a first shliach? Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a mitzvah that the son could be.
Didn't we learn that?
Be
mild. If it's for a mitzvah, if it benefits the father, if it benefits you, then that person can appoint himself in the shliach.
Right, but
so
it's here.
Your
right. Okay. What Ellie's saying is that the other guy is also shliach within schir, but of course not, because since the father wanted this one and not that one, you see that he definitely wanted this one. He definitely didn't want the other one to do it. You see. Well, isn't that kind of backwards to say he's not a shliach because we don't pay him? He's not a shliach because we don't pay him. If we pay, but the fact that Rabbeinu Tam is saying you don't pay, so the Shach wants to say that obviously he wasn't a shliach. Right.
So when he points to shliach, he points to shliach to the maisa of the mila, right? But the din of asar dehuvim, that's the anguish felt by the guf, the person that the mitzvah was stolen from, which cannot be transferred from shliach.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Here, about that, we're not going to have time. Maybe the beginning of tomorrow's shiur will just finish this off, and we'll do more. We'll do chumash. Okay, bring these packets tomorrow. So.